Okay, this is Fish and Frank, and welcome to Radio Fishing. It's Saturday, January 11th, 2014. A very windy, windy day. And I got Robert with me today. We're going to give you a little quick fishing report. We're on our way out to the trout scramble. And we're going to be out there with the fishing simulators and helping with the food drive out there. And I guess that's about what we're going to be doing, right, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and we'll be socializing with people, answering questions, doing whatever people want to ask. Come on down and ask questions, and we'll help whatever we can in any way.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to click on fishandfranks.com here for a second and get on the weather. Live weather. There we go. Okay. It's 15 miles an hour, gusting to about, it's picked up. I looked at it a while back. It was about 12 miles an hour. It's sustained at 15 now with higher gust. And the wind's going to be switching more around to the west here as it goes on today, isn't it?
Yeah, supposedly. I think it's going to be more southwest, which is still tough fishing out there anywhere you go. South winds are terrible for the harbor.
I can tell you, the south wind is the toughest wind to find a place to hide. Because the harbor runs north and south, so the whole east side getting there is going to be sloppy. The west side's just terrible. Even getting into Bull Turtle Bay. West wind, you got the whole west side of the harbor to hang out on. Right. East winds, you can hang out on the east side. North winds on the north side. But where do you go in a south wind? It's tough. I'm going to say intercoastal, maybe Lemon Bay.
Yeah, from Placida north is definitely going to be your better bet because you got all that protected shoreline.
And a ton of fish there. There's... If you leave the boat ramp at Placida and make a right, you got flats there, you got a trough behind the flats, there's trout, there's redfish, there's all kinds of fish right there. I used to catch small barracuda there all the time on just throwing spoons.
Yeah, and there's a lot of little docks there coming off of people's homes. Not little docks, they're actually pretty long. But all those docks hold an unbelievable amount of fish, and most of them have little troughs out in front of them from them bringing their boats in and out. So those little pockets tend to hold a lot of trout at the end of the docks, while the dock itself holds your other predatory fish like your snapper, your snook, redfish, and then your flounder and your sheep's head are all going to hang around it too. So it's ecologically diverse as far as that structure goes.
And in Englewood itself, right there, there is a ton of fish. A lot of sheephead right on the Tom Adams Bridge and those docks right along the island there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fish up there. And if I was going to go in Port Charlotte, I'm going to call West Spring Lake. That's going to be a little tougher because West Spring Lake's more open.
Yeah, it's a little more open.
But if you put in at West Spring Lake, fish your way down through the canal, and then turn in on East Spring Lake, you've got redfish right there. You've got a lot of trout, ladyfish up in East Spring Lake. Mm-hmm. The Sunrise Waterway right off Port Charlotte Beach. Between the bridge and Port Charlotte Beach, you got a lot of there's a lot of trout right there. Yeah. Popping cork the heck out of them. But I go... Usually I'd go 18 inches, 2 feet, but there I'm going to go 2 to 3 feet below the popping cork.
Yeah, it's a little deeper water there.
And pull off on the side where the mangroves are, anchor up, and just cast out into the open channel, and you'll catch some nice trout there. Not a lot of keepers, but a lot of trout.
Yeah, and then there's been a surprising amount of redfish moving through there and the sheep's head, so the variety that you're going to catch along those mangroves is always pleasant for bycatch.
And so
same way with over there in the PGI canals right now, if you're over on that side or want to travel over, trailer your boat over to that side at Ponce and just fish the mouths of the canals or even up inside, they're starting to really this cold front really pushed a lot of fish into the mouths of the canals and further up inside.
Inside you got black drum, you got Goliath grouper, Jewfish, the same dang thing. Some of those Goliath back there are like 50 pounds. I mean, you can get some really neat fish under some of them docks. And back on the rim canal, you got those couple of big holes. So you're looking at black drum,
juvenile
Goliath
tarpon.
Grouper, a lot of tarpon. Yeah.
Jacks.
So there's a lot of places to go on these windy days. Now, I would have to say up around the backside of Elgin, you got an incoming tide. So if you can get up around the bridge, it's going to be tough. With the wind and the tide, that's going to be a tough place to fish. But if you can get up in Tippecanoe Bay... Now you've got your redfish, couple of flounder being caught in there, some trout. If you're leaving from the Elgin boat ramp, you can kind of slide around. You're going to have a pretty rough ride from the mouth of the canal up into the Tippecanoe, but it's really not that far. It's only about a half quarter mile, maybe.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. Just go slow.
And up around Placida, Gasparilla Pass, you got a lot of snapper in Gasparilla Pass right now.
Mm-hmm.
Some Spanish moving in and out. Now, Stump Pass has been doing pretty good. A lot of sheephead out here in Stump Pass.
Big whiting, too.
Big whiting.
Some really nice whiting up in there right now.
I've heard a little bit of flounder right on the outside. I don't know if there's many in the pass where you could get to them. Being on the outside today is not going to be a good bet.
No.
Although we do have a little east to the wind right now. It's still south with a little kind of just out of the east. If it switches around to the west, I would not want to be in the Gulf. Supposed to be hitting, what, 20, 30 mile an hour?
Yeah, there's supposed to be gusts up to 30, 35 miles, supposedly. You know, I mean, it's, I never really trust the weatherman, but I do take a little bit of it to caution where I reevaluate my ideas of where I'm going to go just to be on the safe side.
I wouldn't mind being right next to the pass where if all of a sudden that wind switched, I can shoot right in and get back inside.
Right,
but
being a couple, even 2 to 3 miles offshore, I would not want to do it just because coming back hurts and it can be dangerous. It can change
following sea
very
is tough.
Rapidly.
Following sea is tough, and if that wind switches, puts a little west on it, that's going to be, that's blowing a lot of water at the beach. That's tough getting back.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'd rather go into the wind than with the wind. It's a lot harder, a lot more dangerous with the wind. But anyway, back up inside, we had talked a little bit about there's a lot of different fish out here right now to catch. There's Robert had been telling me a while back about, you know, we talk about all these species. We got redfish here, and there's so many of them. And I can remember when it was closed.
Yeah, when it was closed, when you couldn't even catch one.
You could go out and spend a week, a month fishing, and I mean everybody, and you'd hear one redfish here, one redfish there. And then they came back, and used to be years ago, if snook was open, redfish was closed. And we had about 3 years where you weren't allowed to keep them at all, and then they kind of went on and off. And now we're back to where you can catch them every day. So things are getting a lot better around here. Things are working out. We're seeing more and more fish. And learning more and more places to hide from the wind so we can go catch the fish.
Right.
So, anyway, so what are you thinking about today, Robert? You're my best bet, if you're going to be in Port Charlotte, I would just stay in the canals.
Absolutely.
Or Punta Gorda.
Yeah, I would definitely be just staying right in the canals. There's so many fish in there right now that it's worthwhile. Even if it wasn't windy right now, I would probably still be concentrating at the mouths of the canals just because of the variety that has been sitting kind of staged up in all the weird spots that we haven't been able to figure out because it's been so unbelievably warm. Now it hits so cold, that water temperature hit that perfect point where those fish bunched up and moved in rapidly. So now it's a lot more consistent as far as in the canals and at the mouths of the canals for multiple species. So that's probably where I would personally be staying.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. I think that the canals are a thing to do. If you're out in the intercoastal, I'd be hitting from Placida north, Lemon Bay with all the fish in Lemon Bay right now. It's pretty good up there. You got so many sheephead along the docks and right around the Tom Adams Bridge on the way over to Ski Alley. There's a ton of sheephead underneath those docks.
Yeah.
And some nice black drum mixed in with them. Then we've got when you come out of the boat ramp off to the right, so many fish in those flats. I don't know if I'm going to head south of the Placida Trestle.
And I would
with
not.
That south wind, it's going to be tough. It's going to be bumpy. It's going to be a booger there. But
yeah.
I guess that's really kind of a short version today. You could, if you're down around Pine Island, I definitely...
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It's going
to
be...
I feel bad for them down there right now because there's not a lot of places you can get to without getting the crap knocked out of you to get to that spot.
Yeah. You got around Jug Creek.
I mean,
north end of Pine Island, Jug Creek. You got some redfish up there, Spanish mackerel, bluefish. A lot of little grouper on the flat right now.
Right.
Puffers. A lot of puffers, boy. Watch out for anything with a bright chartreuse tail. You're going to actually fish 4-inch paddle tail with the bright chartreuse tail because, you know, we've got a good price on them, and you're going to need a lot of them. Those puffers are going to be taking them tails right and left up there. Two Pines, I hear, isn't too bad. If you're coming up from Matt Lachey, you can get up around Two Pines. Got some snook, a little bit of flounder. Outside the bar, you got a lot of trout there working that outside the bar. It's going to be a little rough to be outside that bar,
yeah,
though.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's great fishing down there right now. It's just it's going to be a booger getting there no matter where you're coming from. So I feel bad for anyone down in that area.
So anyway, we're on our way out to the trout scramble. We're going to go out and help with the food drive out there. Taking the fishing simulators. If you guys want to come out and say hi and, try your hand at the fishing simulators. We might be working out some kind of prizes for that. I'm not sure what we're going to be able to do. And if the wind's blowing the wrong way, we're not going to be able to set them up because it's a lot of money. I can't wreck the equipment for that. But we're hoping that we can find a place out of the wind and set everything up.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a good time. If anything, just stop by and ask some questions and hang out and chat.
Yeah, and you can tell Robert's as excited as he's ever been.
Always.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I can't jump up and down like you can. I try to stay monotone.
Yeah, you were actually just the excitement was oozing. The tournament is on. The trout scramble's going. And I guess we're going to be there with the fishing simulators trying to get them set up. If we can't get them set up, we'll at least be there sitting next to the pickup truck going, hey, how you doing, guys?
Exactly. We'll be having a good time.
So I guess they got live music, food. I think they're... got a hog roast going out there. So we'll be right out by the Placida Fishery Restaurant and hope to see you guys there. Fish and Frank and Robert, you guys have a good day.